Well, the Justice Department is asking the Supreme Court to overturn a domestic violence gun ruling. I was surprised when this was handed down, but it's not surprising that people are pushing back. Republican Montana Attorney General Austin Knudsen prepping a lawsuit against the Biden administration over its gun violence executive order, saying the president should know better than to enact draconian gun control measures. The DOJ has filed a petition with the U.S. Supreme Court, meanwhile, to seek a review of a lower court decision that struck down a federal law that banned people under domestic violence restraining orders from owning firearms. A three-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled last month that people under domestic violence restraining orders retain their constitutional right to own firearms, finding that the federal law prohibiting them from doing so was unconstitutional, following the Supreme Court's landmark New York State Rifle and Pistol Association v. Bruin decision. Attorney General Merrick Garland has promised to seek further review of the Fifth Circuit's decision. In the petition, the DOJ argues there is a legal tradition in the U.S. and England of disarming people who have posed a danger to the community or threatened to hurt others. In keeping with that history, this court explained in Heller that the right to keep and bear arms belongs only to law-abiding, responsible citizens, the DOJ wrote, and it fits squarely within the long-standing tradition of disarming dangerous individuals. It's the case of U.S. v. Zaki, concerns a man, Zaki Rahimi, concerns a man who was the subject of a civil protective order that banned him from harassing, stalking, or threatening his ex-girlfriend or their child, banned him from having guns. And then the police found a rifle and a pistol in his home. He was indicted by a federal grand jury. He pled guilty but later challenged the indictment, arguing that the law that prevented him from owning a gun was unconstitutional. Don't know where that one goes. That one is a bit more complicated than most. I never felt that it was appropriate, if you're convicted of a misdemeanor, to prevent you from having a gun. And a misdemeanor for domestic violence was the only charge that I was aware of that would prevent you from having a gun. So it's always struck me as, you know, odd. Always struck me as odd. Anyhow, the Biden administration's favorite electric battery company is in crisis. A politically connected electric battery company with deep ties to the Biden administration in trouble. Proterra, staring at financial ruin. Even though everyone from the president to his cabinet have worked overtime to boost the bus company. The bus company is going bust. Boost, bust, bam. The Biden administration was supposed to be a ticket to ride for California-based Proterra. In 21, it told shareholders that it was ready to ride the wave of taxpayer-funded incentives for vehicle electrification. It had all the right friends in all the right places. It hired a lobbying firm with extensive ties to Democrat politics weeks before Biden toured the facility. Jennifer Granholm was on its board until 21, and she held millions of dollars in stock while serving as energy secretary until recent reporting and pressure from Congress forced her to sell it. After Granholm sold hundreds of thousands of non-public Proterra shares for a profit of over $1 million to an undisclosed buyer, a buyer she promised to disclose but never did, of course. The company merged with the public company Arclight, and its stock cratered. Granholm netted a pretty penny for her Proterra sell-off. Other investors have gotten fleeced. Following the company's most recent quarterly report published this month, its stock tumbled approximately 50% overnight to a low of $1.14, down from a share high of $27 the week before Joe Biden took office. $27 to $1.14. At that time, the company was privately held as a special purpose acquisition company called Arclight that subsequently went public on the NASDAQ. It is a complete disaster. Here is the latest pile of your tax dollars going up in smoke. There it is. Yeah. Yeah. What was that? Here's something else in this article I wanted to quiz. On another occasion, Jennifer Granholm violated the Hatch Act by using her official position to urge Americans to vote for Democrats in an interview with a Democrat mega donor's daughter. However, there were no consequences for the Harvard-educated former Michigan attorney general and governor because the special counsel determined that Granholm had no idea what the Hatch Act was, even though she mocked it during the interview when she violated it. They don't care. Rules don't apply to them. Rules... What rules? Oh, and here's a little something for you. A little tidbit for you, all right? Xylazine. I think that's what it's called. Animal tranquilizer xylazine. It's being found in fentanyl supplies, trafficked by Mexican cartels. It's a tranquilizer, is xylazine. It rots human flesh. Oh, how nice. And leads to amputation. It's called the zombie flesh-eating drug. The DEA issuing a dire warning regarding fentanyl mixed with a flesh-eating tranq, a zombie drug that has been seized in 48 of 50 states. The DEA said it's warning the American public of a sharp increase in the trafficking of fentanyl mixed with xylazine, known as tranq. It's a powerful sedative that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved for veterinary use. Xylazine is making the deadliest drug threat our country has ever faced, fentanyl even deadlier. Says Ann Milgram, the DEA administrator. The DEA has seized xylazine and fentanyl mixtures in 48 states. The DEA laboratory system is reporting that in 2022, approximately 23% of fentanyl powder and 7% of fentanyl pills seized by the DEA contained xylazine. The mixture places users at a higher risk of suffering fatal drug poisoning because xylazine is not an opioid. And so Narcan does not reverse its effects. Experts always recommend administering Narcan if someone might be suffering from drug poisoning. People who inject drug mixtures containing xylazine also can develop severe wounds, including necrosis, the rotting of human tissue. It may lead to amputation. Yummy! Makes me want to do drugs. How about you? Nothing like rotting flesh to make me want to get high. That's what I always say. What is that smell? Are you cooking dinner or is your arm rotting off, honey? Oh, let's do drugs. Good God. Yeah, makes me want to just get high. How about this? How about we stop talking about that? We move on to something nice, like WellConnect, a hybrid geothermal system that connects to your existing heating and cooling system. And by using the renewable energy of the well in your yard, WellConnect can help you save up to 70% on your heating and cooling. If you use propane, heating oil, natural gas, even wood, save big money on your bills. You see, that water connected to a state-of-the-art heat pump. Thermodynamics, state-of-the-art heat pump is the ticket here, my friends. Plus, that water comes out of the ground at 52 degrees, meaning your cooling of your home is basically free. Yeah, WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal. Find out more at WellConnectGeo.com, WellConnectGeo.com. Also looking for dealers in most states, from New England into the Great Lakes, into the upper western states. Yep, look for it. WellConnectGeo.com, WellConnectGeo.com. I'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com. In 1977, in Johannesburg, South Africa, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. By the age of 9, he was already outplaying him. The odds of that same boy then making it to the U.S. and European pro golf tours? 1 in 7 million. The odds of the Big Easy winning the Open Championship once and the U.S. Open Championship twice? 1 in 780 million. The odds of this professional golfer having a child diagnosed with autism? One in 110. Ernie Else encourages you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.